There were also clashes today in the southern port city of Odessa. The fighting there appeared to be between pro-Russian supporters and pro-Kiev activists. Later, there were reports that a fire at a building occupied by the pro-Russian side had killed several people. But we're going to keep our focus on the eastern part of Ukraine. One reason the conflict there is so volatile is the involvement of shadowy militia groups. And not just the pro-Russia kind. Pro-Ukraine militias are forming, too, in support of the government in Kiev. Reporter Jacob Resnick visited one of their armed compounds and sent this report.
It's a fine spring day on the farm, except among the idle tractors and other equipment stand more than a dozen masked men dressed head to toe in black and carrying automatic rifles. They call themselves the Donbass 1 Battalion, a volunteer force formed in recent weeks committed to fighting for the unity of Ukraine. Not far from here, armed separatists have seized nearly a dozen administrative buildings in the Donetsk region. Local police and the military have been unable or unwilling to stop them. The militia's mass commander, 38-year-old Semyon Semenchenko, says that's why he's helped form this group. He claims loyalties among local authorities are divided.
We don't trust them. We don't trust the local police. But we're ready to cooperate with the patriots among them, if there are any.
Semenchenko claims he's a captain in the Army Reserves, but says the local government refused to activate his unit.
At first, we tried to coordinate with our local National Guard units, and we just wanted to help. But now it's all being coordinated officially through Kiev. They've taken charge.
There's no evidence that Semenchenko's group has done any actual fighting. But militias like these may be part of Kiev's strategy to combat Ukrainian separatists. During our visit, an official car pulls up with plainclothes officers from the SBU. That's Ukraine's successor to the Soviet-era KGB. One officer, who wouldn't speak on tape, admitted that units like these are running operations with the blessings of higher-ups. They're allowing what he called patriotically inclined citizens to take up arms for the unity of Ukraine. So who are these militiamen? Most hide their real identities, but they claim long ties to the region, and some boast real combat experience. A man calling himself Zakhar Zakharidze is a 45-year-old ethnic Georgian who was born in what is now the self-declared Republic of Abkhazia. In the early 90s, Zakharidze fought Russian-backed Abkhaz separatists and ended up as one of the more than 200,000 ethnic Georgians expelled from the region when Georgia lost the war. 22 years later, he's raised a family and has grandchildren here in Ukraine. He says he doesn't want Ukraine to break up the way Georgia did. He says he's proud that Ukrainian people are rising up to resist separatism and what he sees is Russian meddling. He shouts a nationalist slogan, "Glory to Ukraine," and the men answer, "Glory to our heroes." It's exactly these types of slogans that make many in eastern Ukraine uncomfortable. It reminds them of when Ukrainian nationalists largely supported Germany during the Second World War. But Semyon Semenchenko, the militia commander, insists his mission is to unify the people of Ukraine, not divide them. He says he knows a lot of the separatists, and they know him.
Our adversaries are not citizens who have different points of view, citizens who are pro-Russia. Our enemies are those thieves, traitors of the government, even among law enforcement, which is leading this situation towards a civil war. They are the ones supporting these separatist movements. They finance them for their own interests. That is why we, as ordinary citizens, want to defend our homes. We don't need civil war.
He says his real adversaries are criminals and opportunists trying to create a civil war for their own ends. Semenchenko and his men show off their rifles, field stripping them in the sunshine for visiting reporters. The acting Ukrainian government has repeatedly called on militias to disarm, but they've only addressed separatist groups, refusing to acknowledge that pro-Kiev militias exist as well. This volunteer battalion may be relatively small compared to the more heavily armed separatists, but as the Ukrainian government continues to lose control, they may try to rely on these small-scale, quasi-official militias to fill the vacuum. And these guys could very well find themselves fighting their neighbors. For The World, I'm Jacob Resnick in the Dnipropetrovsk region of Ukraine.